Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
It's so fascinating to think that a man of faith is going to be involved at a level that you're at, and that you're going to be caring about everybody that comes through your facility, and that you have a heart for the Lord and a willingness to have sensitivity towards every person. I think that's a very encouraging piece of news for me.
Well, it is, Bill, and I know you volunteered down at the Salvation Army. We see a lot of the same people, and they are all God's kids, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. And I think along those lines, I had a thought I was going to mention a little bit earlier, and it has to do with, I'll come back to that thought. I'll go back to the connections that we have with our volunteer groups, that we've seen a huge expansion where we've gone from 40 to up to 90 different individuals from a variety of different backgrounds that have chosen to say, you know, we don't know why, but we feel like we're supposed to be here and offer support for the men and women that are coming through our facility. And to that end, what I've challenged my staff is, it's one thing to provide a safe environment, because that is our charge. We need to keep people safe until they have their day in court. And sometimes that means keeping them safe from themselves, sometimes safe from others, but that's our primary charge. But I said, that's a small measure. So let's make sure that we can accomplish that mission. But the second piece is how, what are we doing to make sure that those men and women aren't coming back? And let's say that we only did 1 in 10, and we had a 10% decrease across the board in courts, in families that are involved in the criminal justice system, ultimately going into some other federal or state facility. What if we had a reduction because we were attuned and somebody got redirected and didn't come back? And so that is that actually has become part of our submission within our detention facility.
I like that goal, Bill.
It's a great goal.
You know, to stop the behavior. I know that you have at least one chaplain there, Seth Evans, and people are getting the message of the power of Jesus Christ. Do you have to be careful on that? Do we have to be politically correct, or how do we work that?
Mm-hmm. Seth's story is a terrific story. In fact, he is one of our chaplains at the Ramsey County Detention Center, and his story started after, I can't remember, I want to say like his 10th arrest. And it was at the Ramsey County Detention Center that he had that moment where he said, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be a dad. I want to be a responsible husband. Ultimately got connected to Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. And the Lord placed a call in his life and called him back to that very facility. And his ability to connect with the men and women there now is, well, as you can imagine, he understands where they are in a way that anybody else coming in trying to do good can't connect. So Seth's story is just terrific.